Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Malcolm Holmline, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. And we turn to the news in fog of war. American casualties among dead in blasts at Kabul airport. Afghan deaths reported. U.S. troops injured after the explosions. Fog of war. We turn to the attack is said to be launched by terrorists. Unknown authority at this point to say what terrorist group, but heavens, this is Kabul under the Taliban. Anything is possible. So we turn to what comes next, and we welcome Ambassador James Jeffrey at the Wilson Center, chair of the Middle East program, to help us look in the road ahead after Afghanistan, after the radicalization of the country, and we can presume to be the radicalization of the country's bordering. Mr. Ambassador, a very good evening to you. The White House and the officials in Washington had warned for some days of a terror attack, most recently imminent. Now that it's happened, what is the landscape in Afghanistan and in the region for more terror and terror directed at other targets besides the U.S. evacuation? Good evening to you.
Good evening, and thank you for having me on. This terrorist attack, which is by the group almost certainly Islamic State Khorasan, which is the Afghanistan branch of the Islamic State that we have seen very active previously in Syria and Iraq, was not unexpected. It's one reason why the administration decided it could not remain for a long period of time in the very tricky situation at that airport near Kabul. This will accelerate the withdrawal of the American and other Western forces. It also indicates that there will be a struggle within Afghanistan between the Taliban, who are more or less in control now, and this Islamic State element, which sees itself as unlike the Taliban, as an international terrorist group that not only wants to seize terrain in Afghanistan, but use that terrain as its cousins and Al-Qaeda did 20 years ago to strike outside of Afghanistan, including in the West, including in the United States.
What do you see as the likely internal power competition that can emerge since the Taliban takeover? And could you assess the ISIS-K's infrastructure there and its power within the country?
The Taliban are far more powerful than the Islamic State. They also have the support, as we know, because we suffered under it for 20 years, of Pakistan. The problem is that the Islamic State has a purer version of extremist Sunni Islamic terror. And that has an attraction to many fighters in the Taliban. In fact, one reason the Taliban wouldn't agree to a ceasefire in the last few weeks was because they were afraid they would lose fighters. So there's an ideological struggle between the two. The Taliban is focused on Afghanistan. The Islamic State is focused on the world, or at least the Middle East. So one question will be how well the Taliban can keep that group under control. Even when we were present and we devoted a lot of high-end air and special operations forces against the Islamic State in Afghanistan, we couldn't eliminate it, but we could keep it suppressed. One issue will be, will we continue to do strikes from outside Afghanistan against that group? I believe we will, but that still is a decision that the president has to make.
Ambassador, radicals are everywhere throughout, especially the Eurasian world island. Does this attack or does the radicalization of Afghanistan again ignite those radicals that have been contained these last years?
I don't think so. I wouldn't read too much into the Islamic State attack we had today, other than the tragedy to both Americans and Afghans that we see. This was expected. The Islamic State has launched many attacks, including a recent one on a girls' school in Kabul. That's what they do. The radicalization to the point of taking up arms in the Islamic world has tapered off dramatically in the last few years, which is a good thing, which is one reason why the Islamic State is on the ropes in Iraq and in Syria. And it's very hard to get to Afghanistan without the help of Pakistan or another country neighboring it. So I don't read this as a major global shift. We'll have to watch that. Certainly, people all over the Middle East who are radical are happy that the Taliban succeeded. The Islamic State is a much less popular group in the region, and it suffered huge defeats in Syria and Iraq. But again, it's a situation that bears watching and bears at least some action on the part of the administration. If we can strike at the Islamic State in Afghanistan, we should.
What do you see the role that Iran will play in the Taliban's foreign policy, and as well as the internal issues, given their dependence on water and the relationship that they established when the Taliban found refuge there?
Iran has an agenda. It's not just an agenda of the Ayatollahs. It's an agenda of even the more moderate, if you will, secular elements. This is what I'll give you as a quote from Saeed Hussein Mousavian, who's very popular in America. Mm-hmm. For a while he was at Princeton, and he's considered a moderate and a secular Iranian, but he's still a believer in Iranian hegemonic designs on the region. He believes that both Iraq and Afghanistan should have as their primary ally Iran. That means Iran would dominate those two countries. Iran does have a relationship with the Taliban. There were Taliban leaders who sought refuge in Iran. Granted, the Taliban is a Sunni extremist organization, has fought Iran at times, but unlike the Islamic State, they do not have the ideological hatred of Shia that you see, as I said, in the Islamic State or in the Al-Qaeda in Iraq movements. So therefore, I would suspect there will be some degree of cooperation between the Taliban and Iran, just as there will be between the Taliban in Pakistan, Taliban in China, and Taliban in Russia.
Mr. Ambassador, Syria is darkness visible. It's descended into a disorder that is a failed state, and it's pulling the region down with it. Is that likely to be the model for the region around Afghanistan, to be pulled into darkness?
No, I don't think so. The Taliban, compared to Syria, for example, Syria is an important modern state that is a citadel of Iranian and Russian, as well as the Assad regime power. And it is pulled in five outside armies, the Iranian, the Russian, the United States, the Turkish, and the Israeli, because of the threats to the region. And one of those threats, of course, is terrorists. The Islamic State started its more recent life there in 2014. Another one is refugees. A third one is Iranian missiles and rocket systems. A fourth one is Russia's expansion. So therefore, the whole region is involved in that. Unfortunately, the Biden administration has not yet come up with a real policy towards Syria. This is going to be one of the most urgent things that Israeli Prime Minister Bennett will be talking with Biden about today or tomorrow. I don't think the same will happen in Afghanistan. Afghanistan, as we learned the hard way, is an extremely backward country. No outside power can really control it, but its ability to project real power beyond terrorist attacks outside of its borders is very, very limited. The Taliban are not going to become a major international actor. They will be acted upon.
Ambassador James Jeffrey at the Wilson Center is chair of the Middle East Program, Malcolm Holmline Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. This is CBS Eye on the World.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.